Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome, my Christian and Muslim audience. Why Jesus alone is the most important person you need to know about? You need to know what he said in the gospel, of course, his words recorded by his disciples. And you need to know him. You need to have a relationship with him, which he offers to you. Why he is the most important person? Because Jesus alone qualified as the connecting link between God and the man, between God and you. He can connect you with God, as we talked about and as we will talk about again. The gulf between heaven and earth was bridged by the coming of Jesus Christ. Isn't that awesome news? None but Jesus Christ could give spiritual life and eternal life to all those who believe in him. The union of divinity and humanity in the person of Jesus Christ made it possible for man and God to be united forever. And I explained this fact to you before, and I will explain it again. Why? Because it is one of the most important facts that God wants you to know. Actually, Jesus prayed, "I pray," and I am quoting Jesus' words now, "I pray also for those who will believe in me. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us. I in them and you in me." A marvelous transformation and inheritance, my friend, awaits you when you believe in Jesus Christ. That's why God sent Jesus. God wants to be united to you. He is a loving Heavenly Father. God wants to give you himself. Again, God wants to give you himself and share with you all he has. And he did it. He's offering to do it through Jesus. Well, let me share with you a true story of a wealthy couple. They sat down with a marriage counselor in his office to solve their marital problems. Angrily, the husband said, "I don't understand my wife's problem. I just gave her a diamond ring for our wedding anniversary. I bought a house in her name, and I gave her money to spend on herself every month." After he listed everything he gave her and he's doing for her, the wife replied, "Yes, it is true, Amir. You have given me everything." With tears running from her eyes, she continued, "Everything except yourself. It is my hope and prayer, my friend, that through these programs, you will see how God has actually given you the ultimate gift of love, himself." This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. We read this in the gospel in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. And Jesus' prayer, you can read it also in the gospel in John chapter 17. My friend, this is what the incarnation of Jesus is all about. That's why Jesus came. the Bible explains in the gospel in Philippians chapter 2, have the same mind as Christ Jesus. God is encouraging us to have the same mind as Christ Jesus. And I am quoting Philippians 2, who being in very nature God, made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. This passage in Philippians reveals truth about the nature and work of Christ. Being in very nature God refers to Christ's divine nature. Christ is united to God in one spirit throughout eternity. When Christ came to earth through the Virgin Mary, he humbly took on an additional nature, a human nature, and appeared in our world as a man. He has two natures, one divine and one human, that were united in one person. The passage continues by saying, Jesus made himself nothing, which does not mean he gave up or surrendered his divine nature. It simply means he voluntarily submitted himself to serve the will of the Father. And he took the very nature of a servant. This passage in Philippians reminds me of a story I read of a noble king whose kingdom was invaded by an evil enemy. The enemy captured many of his people and used them as slaves in a remote land. The king's only son, the prince, agreed with his father's desire that he be sent to this remote place. The prince wore the clothes of a common person, went where his people suffered as slaves, suffered with them, lived with them. Then at the right time, the prince used his power and influence and set his people free from the captivity of the enemy. The son labored and sacrificed for the benefit of his father's kingdom. The son restored the honor of his father and his kingdom. Likewise, my friend, Jesus suffered to set us free from Satan's captivity, and he restored God's kingdom to us. My friend, I invite you right now to put your faith in Jesus Christ. Put your faith in He who is, and believe in what Christ has done for you. Repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you that you are a loving King of Kings, that you are a loving God, that you sent Jesus Christ. God, you came through the person of Jesus Christ to serve me and sacrifice for me and pay the penalty for my sins. God, today I believe that Jesus is my Savior from the consequences of my sin. God, today, Jesus, I invite you to come into my heart. I decide to follow you. I want to know what you said. I want to know your teaching, because I want to be united to God. I want to enjoy God's forgiveness. God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. I would love to congratulate you, rejoice with you, and send you some free materials. Rest of my audience, pray with me now that God will fill us with His presence, fill us with His Spirit, and manifest His love through us to everyone we meet, and enable us to communicate Jesus effectively to as many people as possible, including as many Muslims as possible. God, we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's grace and peace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.